serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Constant prayer. But let us give attention to God's house. The temple, listen what it says. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple, that means that you step outside of who you are and try to fit in with the world. Try to look like the world. It's a sad indictment now that the church want to look like the world. The people of God want to dress like the world. Want to be cool like the world. What made Satan may want you to think that it looks cool. But we supposed to look different. I don't supposed to look like the world. Man, certain things I'm not going to do. There are certain places I'm not going to go. It just got to be a line drawn in the sand somewhere between God's people and the world. See, listen. The temple. Haran, that means a sacred place. We are a separate place. We are sacred. There's something sacred about us. We are holy. My God is going to do great things in our lives. I'm believing God for change. And we're going to have to be prayed up because there's going to be some great adversity in this world. Some great things are coming, but we are people of the household of faith. We have to believe that we're covered in God. This nation is steadily changing. And I want to know that I'm in an ark of safety when things begin to happen, that I'm covered. But the only way that's going to happen is that I know that I'm anchored in Christ. The saints say, be very sure that your anchor grips and holds the rock. I just don't want to have the rock. I want to make sure I'm gripping it, holding to it. No matter when the storm comes, I'm not going to move. When things happen in my life, I'm not going to drift away because I'm anchored in God. Because as time is coming, that if we're not anchored in God, we're going to find ourselves that we will drift away. Look at somebody and tell them, wake up. Wake up. Scripture says it's high time that we wake up, that you realize what Satan is doing. Not on the outside, but in God's house. My God, what has happened between the church of then and the church now? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is what? Holy. Now, certain things I'm not going to put in my temple. There are certain things I'm not going to do with my temple. And then there's something leave out the church, but they usually take the church out of the temple. You're a carrier. We should be carriers. We're carried of Holy Spirit on the inside of us. We're carriers. Watch it, I'm infected. Don't get too close to me, I'm infected. And I want you to catch what I have. Live your life separate. Be something separate. He say, be separate. Come out from amongst them. Be separate. Somebody know that you're infected. Cough every now and then. Holy Ghost. I'm infected. Thank you, Jesus. You know, let somebody know you're infected. Give us a hallelujah when you come around and just thank you, Jesus. It comes out of me. I'm infected. I sneeze. Thank you, Jesus. Man, we some quiet saints. We let nobody know that we're spirit-filled, that he lives on the inside of us because I have to fit in. If I'm fitting in, how can somebody know about a difference? He said, I'm a light that sit on the hill. It's not on a basket. I want you to see me. I want you to see me for who I am. I want you to see me for what's on the inside of me. I want you to see me because I'm spirit-filled. And maybe you can catch it. I don't want you lost. Just don't get inoculated and say, well, I accept the Lord as my Savior. Now I can't. No, get fully infected. Get the Holy Spirit down on the inside of you. If you're not infected, get infected. I know you had the medicine, but get inoculated. Because it'll keep you. Once you get infected, it'll keep you. But if you're just saying that I'm saved, you may find yourself not being able to sustain and keep yourself together. Get infected because if you get it down on the inside, stuff begin to happen. You have something that will keep you. Don't tell me what God won't do. If you tell me what he can't do, I'll tell you what he can do. We're entering into that season and that time. We need to know that we know. If you don't know anything else, when you come in here on a Sunday morning, you better believe some prayers going up. And I would love to see you join in. Come on in and just join in and begin to put prayer up for your family. Put prayer up for your needs. Put prayer up for all that's going on in your world. Put prayer up before God for the church of living God. Let us come together and start with prayer. I said last week, you know, we're going to start prayer. Don't come here after praise. Don't come here after praise start. I need you to come into the building before praise service. I don't want you to miss the best part. If you just make it here for praise, you done missed the main course. We need prayer. That's the main course. It's not a big portion. You can't handle a big portion. That's why we just have 10 minutes before church, the main portion. You can't eat too much of it. Don't tell me what God can't do. Get the main course. Look at somebody and tell them, get the main course. This isn't the main course. This is a dessert. We need the main course. We need to eat it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Y'all gonna make me run around this church. Y'all be saying, yeah, truly God is real. I'm telling you right now, I may not run, but let me tell you, I feel like I can run right now. My wife will remind me when I get home. See, the Holy Ghost empower you. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what's going on. But when I come before God and I come up here and begin to minister, God do something on the inside of me. I'm excited. My God, my God. You know, I think God do things on a purpose. You look around and say, oh, you know, we don't have a musician right now. We don't need a musician right now. We need to get closer to God. And Lord said, let me remove a crutch out the way, because a lot of times we hear a beat on the keyboard or something, and we get excited, our flesh get excited. The music make us feel good. I want the word to make you feel good. I want prayer to make you feel good. You're getting in the Lord's, oh, they ready now. The word say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Not one, but all ye nations. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost done. Listen, don't you know who you are? Don't you know you're the temple of God? That the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of us, and you start trying to do what the Word is doing with God's temple, He said, I'm going to destroy you. I'll tear you up. We are different. Know that we are different. I got to know who I am. 1 Peter 2. It says this, starting at verse 4. Coming to him as to a living stone. We're coming to a living stone, which have been rejected by men. Talking about our Lord and Savior. He's alive. He's living on the inside of us. And we come to him like he's alive and not like we're just worshiping Buddha. We worship somebody. He said, come to him as a living stone, which has been rejected by men. You're going to find yourself sometime when you're standing in Christ, you're going to be rejected. He said, but it's choice and precious in the sight of God. Then he told us this, you also, just like Christ, we also, as living stones, just like Christ, he said, you coming to him as living stones. He said, but you also, you and I, as living stones, what, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood. You think that's normal? We're not normal. We're different. And we're here to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. What do we offer up to God? I know we sing praises to God. Just think about when we come together and offer up prayer in a spiritual place to God. I came in this morning and joined in, but that's what we all need to do. Join in. We got the elders up praying. We're not coming in to hear prayer. We're coming in to be a part of prayer. How can we be a church and just have one voice? We need a crowd together. Verse 6 says, for this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be what? Disappointed. I'm not disappointed this morning. Don't be disappointed. Why are you not disappointed? Because God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. Can we believe him? But it all starts with prayer. The basics. You know what does Satan say? If I can get them not to pray, I can still keep coming in.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His Word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.